Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of Wednesday, November 18th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I'm the committee's chair. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Lydia Brazon? Adriana Kasanov?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman?
Present.
Michael Novick, Serene Roberts, Nancy Sorden,
here,
Barbara Whipperman. Okay, that's six. That is a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. I sent out a draft agenda. The orders in that agenda are as follows. After agenda approval, minutes approval, then budget review, starting with WBAI, then KPFT, then discussion of cash flow and liquidity, then audit progress, then scheduling of upcoming meetings. And finally, an item I added called What Happens When We Can't Get Realistic Budgets for a Unit, with an adjournment time of 7:20 p.m. Pacific, which is 10:20 Eastern. Do I have a motion to approve that agenda?
So moved.
Does anyone wish to propose any changes to that agenda?
I think it might be good if we swapped 4A and B, because the WBAI general manager was told to be here at 9 p.m., and, otherwise we have to figure out what to do until 9 p.m.
Hello, this is Barbara. I'm sorry I'm late.
Hi, Barbara. Okay, so the proposal is to swap the order of the KPFT budget review and the WBAI budget review. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, the agenda is so amended. Does anyone wish to propose any further changes?
Point of information.
What's your question?
Do we have Efren on the line?
Efren, are you there? I'll take that as a no.
Okay.
He did respond to several emails that Bill had sent out to the list with questions about the audit progress, but didn't say anything about his intentions of joining the call, and I have not communicated with him about joining this call. Does anyone wish to propose any further changes to the agenda?
I'm sorry, can I just ask, so the thing, the agenda is just reviewing these two budgets?
There's also discussions of cash flow, audit progress, scheduling our upcoming meetings, and what happens when we can't get realistic budgets for a unit.
Okay.
Any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing no objection, the agenda is now approved. We're on to minutes. I believe we only have minutes from September 29th to approve. Can I get a motion to adopt them?
So moved.
Adriana Kasanov moves approval of the minutes from September 29th, 2015. Does anyone wish to propose any changes? Hearing no changes, are there any objections to the minutes of September 29th?
No, but I have a question. I know if I abstain, then you want to take a vote, right?
Well, you could just not object.
I would not object. Could I still, if I found any error later, bring it up?
You can always propose reconsideration.
Okay,
of a set of minutes.
I don't object.
Anyone object to the minutes of September 29th? Hearing none, the minutes of September 29th are approved without objection. We're on to budget review and approval, and we will start with the KPFT budget. And let's just start with version control. So, Bill, you sent out about 50 minutes ago the latest version. This is unchanged since the last thing we considered?
Right. Same one I sent to all of you about 2 weeks ago. So.
Okay. And the file name on this is KPFT underscore prelim underscore FY2016 underscore budget underscore version underscore management MVS 110415, correct? Do you want to walk us through what's changed since last time we had a substantive discussion of the KPFT budget? Then I'll take a stack on questions, then we'll put it to a vote.
Okay, well, this was also in an email that I sent to all of you, when was it? On the 25th of October, I guess. And there were some questions about fund drive fulfillments. I checked with Robin, our development director, who also coordinates the fund drives, and I sent you the little report that she had. And then I checked later after she got back from a vacation, and it turns out the fulfillment rate's even higher for the last year than we had in the budget. I could go into details if you want, but it's in what I emailed you. Let me get the next part of that. Let's see some of the questions that you had. Let's see, Memphis fulfillment rates, community events. We had a major fundraiser in April of 2015, and it had quite a bit of revenue, but the expenses were high. It was at a hotel. And so we're making plans for a spring music festival next year that will, and we've already had some offers to help with some of the major costs. So the expenses should be quite a bit later, and hopefully it will also be a big event for in terms of fundraising. We've had more airplay of promos for car donations in the last 2 years, and so that's the donations seem to correlate with the. You know, how many promos we're playing, so we're doing more of that again. I'm blanking out one of the other questions you had. Let's see. I'd be glad to answer any of them that you have. I think those are the major questions. The actuals, yeah, there was a motion passed that adjusts the numbers. This was done before this last budget I sent, but to adjust the numbers to represent the actuals of 2015, and that was done. Because we had complete figures for 2015 a couple of weeks ago, so they were updated through September. So, any questions?
R. Paul? R. Paul for a question?
I think Brian may be muted.
Sorry, I was muted. Go ahead, R. Paul. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so the bottom line is a surplus of $7,601, right? And you're projecting a I thought I just heard something. I don't know. You're projecting a basically the same listener support as last time, but a little bit more for the total revenue, right?
I believe that's right. Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess. Okay. There is that. I have to say I'm leery of all of the budgets because they all come up with we're coming up with these four figure surpluses. And I really think people are aiming to get the numbers to look right and get, you know, the line 42 to come out right. And I think we have some, at best, cross our fingers budgets still. Although I think KPFT, having gotten their power back up, probably will be able to do better. So I'm a bit leery, but okay, I guess, yeah. I think this is one that has a chance to actually hit one of these break-even budgets.
Paul, you mean line 44?
Let me look in there. Is everybody else's 40?
Instead of line 42.
44 is net income after central services.
Yeah, they're 44. Services. Others are 42. I've noticed that we've got different line numbers for different budgets in this template, because the other budgets are tending to be line 42 is the income surplus deficit. So, yeah, line 44, cell AT44, but either way, it's that particular line item, the income surplus deficit.
Thanks.
Bill, quick question. I'm seeing the $2,000 a month transmitter loan repayment in the cash flow tab.
Yes.
But it doesn't seem to be in the operating budget. There's a line that says adjustment for depreciation and another that says total depreciation repayment, and it looks like one's just copying the other.
Well, the loan repayment's really, it's not an expense other than depreciation. I mean, the expense for the transmitter is in depreciation. Any capital equipment is that way. So it's a cash flow item. That's why it's in the cash flow tab. But the payments shouldn't show up on the because they're accrued. They're cash flow, so they shouldn't show up on the main budget tab.
Okay, but it's going to be with that. It's going to be a total cash outflow for the year.
I believe that's right. Yeah, because of the paying back the loan on the transmitter over 4 years.
So it's sorry, I'm trying to freeze my pains in the right place here. It's a cash starting balance of $47,000 for the year. Oh, no. It's a net cash inflow for the year.
It varies a lot from month to month, just, you know, depending on when bills are paid and things like that, of course. So,
yes, I'm trying to make sure we're not, because it's an odd payment. I mean, it's not the type of thing we typically budget for, that we're not actually accidentally screwing anything up in the formulas that will leave you short of cash when you don't expect to be.
Right. I don't think so, but if you see something, let us know. And it's not a huge amount compared to, you know, all of our budget, of course.
And pension repayment was the other one. It's a non-operating cash expense, but it's the 2 years of pension payments we skipped. Have you all had any discussion about that?
Oh, gosh. I think it's in there, but I can't remember. I know there were some delays in getting it in because not knowing exactly how much it was, but I think we got that a month or two ago.
Yes. Well, I think just a few weeks ago I sent out Efren's spreadsheet on that.
I don't remember. I'm trying to find where it is. It would be in the cash flow tab, I presume, right?
He thinks what KPFT owes is about is exactly $13,694.
Yeah, and I don't have that in front of me, but okay.
You know, I'm not clear what the legal status of that is for KPFT. For the four other stations, it's in the union contracts. So it's very clear that they'll have to make catch-up payments. But for KPFT, unless it's in somebody's employment contract, KPFT may not have to, because you're not a union shop, correct?
That's correct. I think they were planning on paying it back, but I just don't recall. I'd have to go through all this to find it. It may be under pension plan contributions. I'm not sure. That's line 50.
It shouldn't be an operating expense because it's from prior years.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It was accrued in prior years.
Well, this is under cash flow I'm talking about, though. It might be there. But it doesn't look like it because the total there is just $7,000, lower $7,000 for the year. I can ask about that, but it's pretty small for us, so it's kind of down on the noise level.
Okay. Anybody else on the KPFT budget?
Adriana?
Got Adriana? Who else?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. Let me see. I mean, it's something that I don't understand here, because I understand that we discussed depreciation before, but when you see the numbers from last year, depreciation is there, and it's $22,000, and this year we put less than that. Even when we have transmitter, we put it in $20,000, like the transmitter doesn't need any depreciation. I don't know how that happened, because if you were in 22,000 last year without a transmitter, this year should be bigger. But, and I don't agree, obviously, to put that, take it out of the budget, because it's ridiculous, because we know that sooner or later, when we come up with a real budget, when the auditors go through that, that will be there, and we are last year or the year before, our numbers here said $50,000, $100,000 deficit, but the reality, when you put everything that you need to put there, that goes to $150,000. But I want to go to line 81. Let's see. Line 81 that you have there, the code is 6300, consultants, temporary contractuals. Why that is going to, we have there, like, it's less money, but then we add professional fees and legal for other $6,000. What that is? What that means?
Okay, line 61?
63, 81, and 82. The code.
Okay, this is on the budget or the cash flow tab?
No, we are talking about the budget.
81 and 82 on the budget.
Right.
Oh, 81. Okay, I'm sorry, I was looking at 61. Yeah. Well, there's part of the change from last year is that the morning's operation person is being changed from contract to salary. I don't know if that would explain anything. It bumps up the salary a little bit and decreases the consulting fees. He's just part-time.
But that is being added in professional fees. And last year was zero, and this year you are projecting 6,000. It means that is a fallacy. We still...
I'm not talking about professional fees. That's something else. I'm not sure why that's in there, but he's budgeting 6,000 for that.
That's what I'm talking to Bill about, you know. We have this is a playing with numbers to the final number give you the right one. We can go to line 126. Right.
Hold on a second, Adriana.
Yeah.
The legal fees, as a member of the National Board, you've been notified of a potential legal action at KPFT. It would seem strange to me not to budget anything on that line.
You mean the $6,000, you think that will be going to that?
That's where attorney's fees get booked.
And that is in charge to the stations. Because we are like that, I mean, the foundation will be fine. Only the station will go under. You know, because what I know till now, that is the Pacifica Foundation, the one that paid the fees. It's never been reflected. What I see in all the budget, that they add numbers there, that they complain later on, and they said we still under the amount that we put in the budget, even if it's a different line.
Stations have always been they've always been required to pay legal fees associated with litigation that originates at the station.
I didn't see in any of the budget that payment ever. In the cash flow should be there then, or is something that we said we should, but let the national office or somebody else to pay for.
Oh, right. You'll see six-figure sums in KPFA's financial figures from prior years on that line.
Okay. Let me go to something else. When we are talking about salaries, we are putting salaries, like I said before, we have in October 2014, BNB pass a total freeze, and KPFT add $12,000 a year in salaries without authorizations. And now, when you go, you open salaries, and you see that in the name that TBD, obviously to be determined, we are adding other $10,000. What I believe that that should be taken from there, because it's not any way that you can reserve some amount of money there and then do whatever you want to do with that money. That's not the way that things should be done. I think that we should reduce immediately the amount of salaries. For that amount, we don't have an employee yet there. That's it. That's the way that it is, right? Why would we have...
Could I respond?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, go ahead, Bill. And then we'll come back to you, Adriana.
Well, as I was mentioning before, there, you know, the consultants dropped by about 8,000, and this, and the salary went up by a little over 8,000, but the same amount, because we have a part-time operations person that went from consulting to salary. The previous person was on salary, I believe, but when the current person was put on, I believe it was late last year, then for some reason they put him on as consultant. I think they didn't expect he would be there long or something, but he's still there, and so they've moved him to salary. So you're not adding any additional overall cost. You're just moving it from one item to the other.
No.
And we're not adding any additional people either, because it's the same person.
Okay, then why you have another 6,000 there in temporaries, the same line that I told you before, 81. Why do you have there now $6,000? Consultant, temporary, and contractuals. We have the same hiring freeze is for everything, from employees, from consultants, from temporary, from contractual, for everything. And what I'm saying is, you see here that they're already, they are saving $16,000 in case that they want to play with those issues. I don't agree with that. I think that that's how we have fantasy budgets.
Line 81 consultants and contracts went from $14,800 in 2015 to $6,000.
Yes.
2016.
Yes, but you told me that is added to the salary. They already did it, right? Yes, it's there. It's not
right.
That they reduce anything. They change the lines. But then you have for this year a provision of 6,000 in the same 81.
Well, it's a reduction of about over $8,000. From 2015.
What is the $6,000 for?
I don't know specifically, but sometimes they need to hire people temporarily, not hire, but, you know, to get help on different things.
That's,
if you don't have it in the budget, it makes it impossible to do something if you need some expertise in some area that you don't have. It's not the same as hiring somebody permanently.
The freeze is still in place.
Well, does it apply to consultants? And temps?
To everything.
It does, but it's not an absolute freeze. It just means you need sign off from national management before you can hire someone.
Exactly.
Okay, well, it seems appropriate to budget for it in case you need it, and then just get the approval if it's needed.
I disagree with the issue on more than that. You are talking about 90%. That is not true, but that's okay. Even I will take the 90%... a fulfillment rate. If you go to that, you can see that the listener support, according to putting 90% in what is for 2015, that is $934,000, not $1,039,000. I mean, we are there, $100,000 that we hold, that we have. Bill, do you have the numbers for October, how much money we really have in October?
They're not in here yet. No, I haven't seen October yet.
Okay.
But I don't think the fulfillment rate's what you said. I mean, you're going kind of fast, and I have to skip around and find that. But let me see. That part of that was in the email I sent you a couple of weeks ago. I wish you'd brought it up then, when we'd have time to look it up better. But nobody asked any questions, and I thought that answered everybody's
question. Well, I asked all The answer are not satisfactory, because what you are telling me, that we just put there just in case, that doesn't make any sense. Like I say, we are adding $12,000 a year in salary, that wasn't allowed. We are adding, just in case, another $6,000 in temporary. We are adding another $10,000 in salary for to be the coming person. If we put all together, you can see that we are almost talking about $30,000 a year.
Well, I haven't seen the exact text of the motion on the PMB pass, but it still seems prudent to budget for
you can
temporary
that.
People, for example, and then get whatever necessary approval if you need it. That way you have the money if something comes up. But I'm just looking at the fulfillment rate thing. If you go to the pledge.listenersupportcollection tab, and October of 15, this is what the budget rate is, fulfillment rate of 81.9%, December budgeting fulfillment rate of 80%, January 80.3%, February 80%, next fund drive, May 80.3%.
That's why I gave you the
And so those are all lower than what the actuals were that I sent you a couple of weeks ago that I got from Robin for 2015. So they're not 91%, even though that may be more accurate, but
So we're
underestimating listener support in the budget.
What I'm saying, Bill, is it's not true, because if you see that the 2015, the numbers for 2015 in listener support is 1,038,416, and if you go to the 90% of that, it's 934,000. That's what I'm trying to...
Okay, tell me where you're getting those numbers from. I'm sorry,
The
number in the budget is 1,038,000 for 2015, is that right?
Exactly, yes. Can you... AG, line 8.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's post-fulfillment. That's after fulfillment.
Right, after it's multiplying times the pledges times the fulfillment rate. That's actually collected.
This is not collected. Well, this is collected, you mean?
Yes, that's how we record listener support.
Okay.
Listener support's recorded on a cash basis.
Okay. Then we go again to the same thing. I don't see in the cash flow, we have a proviso last year that we need to have a catch-up payment. Remember, Bill? I'm sorry, Brian. The PMB passed that proviso when we approved the KPFT budget. It's not, we nothing even didn't do that, but we don't even are thinking that we have to do it. Like you said, we have a pension plan that's already KPFT, according to the last graphic, we owe 13,000. We have the historical interco payable, that the last number that we have are the audit in 2013. KPFT owe $500,000. And we are not figuring out any way, to catch up any of the things that we owe. I agree we don't put it in the budget, but when you don't put depreciation, and you take depreciation after that budget, and you agree with me, Bill, in this, you know, that $7,000 is a joke. The difference of $7,000, you can see the difference last year, and we are in a deficit of more than $100,000.
Okay, well, one thing at a time. Okay, for the pensions, yeah, I don't see it in the cash flow tab, the catch-up, but it's only... I believe Brian mentioned, I think that sounds about right, $13,000 for KPFT. So I wish you'd asked a couple of weeks ago and last week so I could have checked on that. I don't remember right now when I can't find it on this sort of short notice, but it's a very small amount. And, I mean, we could do that in one day of fund drive if we had to. And we do have a slight surplus projecting also. So I'm not worried about being able to catch up on the pension payments. And as far as I know, they intend to do that.
Okay. We are out of our agendized time for this budget. I'm in the process of formulating a motion. Has Bertold Reimers joined the call? Okay. Well, if someone wants to propose to extend time, we can keep discussing KPFT. Otherwise, we have to wrap this up.
No, but what I want to do is to add there that the personal costs need to go down, period. You cannot add things in your budget just in case. And then you say, well, the money is there. I disagree. That's not the way that things should be.
You don't think you should plan for contingencies?
You can plan for contingencies.
Okay, Adriana, if you want to put your proposal in language as something to attach to the budget approval, do that now, and then we can have a debate on it. But I don't want to just have a back and forth between you and Bill. I want concrete language, then we'll debate the merits of it. Here's the language I'd propose starting with. The National Finance Committee recommends approval of the KPFT budget with the following proviso. The KPFT, prior to submitting this budget for final PNB approval, adjusted its budget to accommodate cash payments totaling $13,694.16 to catch up on past due pension obligations. I just sent that out to the committee.
What about the catch-up payment that we passed last year and wasn't done?
If you want to make a proposal, put it in writing, and we can debate the amendment.
$1,500 a month catch-up payment?
Is that the same thing you were talking about, Brian?
I don't know what she's referring to.
I'm referring to what we did last year. We are talking about the amount that the historical intercompany payables that we have that the KPFT owes $500,000 till 2013. We don't have yet the numbers for 2014 and 2015. But till then, that is what we have.
Yeah, well, we haven't asked any station to address catching up on prior year's intercompany in their budget. It might be a good idea to do that, and if you want to propose a way to do that for KPFT, put it in writing, and we'll discuss it on the merits, and then we'll vote on it.
Okay, that is it's one of the amendments. That is one. The $1,500 going to the intercompany payables, that is being owed, $1,500 a month. And the second proviso that I want is,
Adriana, we're at time on discussion, so I don't want to keep discussing without a motion. If you want to put motion language in writing, we'll debate it and then we'll vote on it.
That is the language. Reduce $4,000 the personal cost and catch up payment of $1,500 in the intercompany payables.
Is that per month or per year?
The $1,500 per month.
Okay, so
this question is Bill.
I need to get that written down here. So this would be an amendment to add, and I need exactly what this language is.
$1,500 a month catch-up payment for the historical intercompany payable amount that KPFT owes.
Okay, I have to add $1,500 a month catch-up payments for intercompany payables that KPFT owes.
And a reduction in $12,000 a year in salaries.
Okay, so the KPFT owes... Holbert, we'll be with you in a minute. So KPFT owes, period. And, okay... And what's the next bit?
I will change to $10,000 because it's a $10,000 a year.
Just tell me what the language is.
$10,000 a year reduction in salaries that is under TBV to be determined.
I didn't understand. What was that, Adriana, the last? What was TBD?
To be determined.
Exactly. You read your budget.
Who?
Go to salaries. Can you go to salaries?
Well, what is that's TBD? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Me neither. Is what the salary tab says. In your line 9, employee number 9, in programming, TBD, $10,000.
Okay, well, let me find this now. I hadn't even talked about that.
It's exactly.
It's a row 20 operations coordinator position.
Let me find the salaries tab. Again, I wish you had brought this up previously so we could have looked it up. This is kind of really last minute. Yeah. And I still don't... The salaries... Well, we've kind of discussed it already. I guess I object to that because we're just moving money from...
Okay, before we get into debate,
consultant.
Before we get into debate, we need to be clear on what we're voting on, because I've heard the language change several times in the last 5 minutes. R. Paul, can you tell us what you've written down?
Yeah, I have the amendment is to add, quote, $1,500 a month catch-up payments for intercompany payables that KPFT owes, unquote, and, quote, $10,000 per year reduction in salaries under, quote, TBD, unquote. And that's the whole amendment.
Okay. We're going to divide those because they are separate amendments, and I think it will confuse things if we debate them both at once. So the first thing we'll take discussion on is the amendment regarding intercompany catch-up payments. Does anyone wish to discuss that?
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know, I wish we'd all of our units could do this, but, you know, if you recall, Raul gave us audits for the last, I believe, 11 years, 2003 through 2013. Those were all the audits he had. And if you look at the first year versus the last year, I don't remember the exact number, but, yeah, it was several hundred thousand dollars. But it was almost exactly the same the first year and the last year, which means KPF, you know, fluctuates from year to year. But which means that KPFT has not accumulated any net intercompany payable in those 11 years. And so it goes back prior to 2003. The trouble is that we have a lot of stations that are like that, and we don't even know where it came from. And I don't think it's fair to just do this for KPFT if we're not going to decide to have some policy, something the PNB should deal with, and for all the stations. Or the NFC could make a recommendation, but... I'm not quite sure what the point is of that. And again, I object also because this is being brought up at the very last minute here. This should have been brought up earlier so we'd had a chance to look at this and consider the alternatives.
You done?
I've got Adriana. Anyone else?
Nancy?
I've got Adriana and Nancy. Actually, Adriana's already spoken on this, so Nancy, you'll get to go before her. Go ahead, Nancy.
It's just, I don't know if this is a... I don't know what you call this, point of order or something. The question, the format of the salaries tab, some of them are like in date. Mine is, anyway. Some of them are in like date format.
Like that's a format. Measure that some business managers have done to conceal individual employees' pay data so that it doesn't get out.
Okay.
But the sums should all be accurate.
Okay.
Adriana?
Well, I think that $1,500 a year, we are talking only $80,000 a year. $1,500 a month is $18,000 a year. We are talking about an amount that is till 2013, and this is audited. It's not that we don't know where that comes. Go and check, because this is the audited amount. It's $500,000. I don't think that will help anybody to take a little bit every year. And that goes up for the same reasons that we are not contemplating a bunch of things in this budget, and that's how that amount is going up in all the stations, practically. Some little exceptions is KPFA, obviously. But the rest are all almost in the same situation. But we need to solve it. And I agree, this bill should be applied to all the stations. Absolutely. We are not talking about a huge amount of money. We don't want to shock. We are not asking, oh, put the $500,000 that you owe. We are not saying so. But we are saying, show that you, your intention is to pay that. It's your obligation. You cannot have an obligation and then say, I'm sorry, that happened before. We start from scratch this year. That doesn't make any sense. It's not responsible.
Mr. Chair, I call for yours of the day.
Okay, we will now put this amendment to a vote. R. Paul Martin, can you please read the amendment and then call the roll?
This is Lydia. I'm on the call, just so you know.
Hi, Lydia.
Is this the amendment that I got by email regarding T, or no? Because I just got on.
I don't think it's gone out by email. R. Paul, can you read the amendment?
Yes.
And then call the roll.
Okay. You've moved to divide, so it's in two parts.
But which station I'm saying?
KPFT.
Yes.
Okay. So do you want me to read the 1,500 or 10,000 first?
The 1,500 is what we're voting on first.
First will be that. So let me copy that down to here. Okay, the amendment would be to add $1,500 a month catch-up payments for intercompany payables that KPFT owes. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick. Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden. Can't hear you. Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
Okay, going back, Michael Novick, Nancy Sorden. I guess she has left. Okay, it's 4-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, that amendment carries. R. Paul, can you please read the text of the second amendment and then call the roll on it?
Can I have a little more information about that one, too, if I could say something?
You can wait till he reads it.
Okay.
Okay, the next part of the amendment is to add $10,000 a year reduction in salaries under, quote, TBD, unquote.
Bill, you had a question?
Right, I did check on the salaries tab, and that TBD person, that position, the part-time one, is the same position we were talking about earlier that's been moved from consultant to salary. So, again, it's not, we're not adding any additional people.
Okay, if you want to debate, we have to extend as we're moving straight to a vote.
All right, well, just clarify what that TBD is. It's,
okay.
R. Paul, can you please call the roll?
Yes. The motion is $10,000 a year reduction in salaries under TBD. Lydia Brezon?
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
R. Paul Martin? No. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick? Serene Roberts? Nancy Sorden? Barbara Wipperman?
No.
Going back, Serene Roberts? Lydia Brazon?
Lydia abstains. I didn't hear the debate on it.
Okay. And did I hear Serene Roberts?
I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. I have 2-4, 4 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay. And, Arpal, can we have a reading on the motion as amended and then a full roll call on it?
Okay. Give me a second to copy this thing and move it and amend it. All right. So that one. Okay, I'm looking at how this okay, I'm going to read this, and we may want to cobble this, the language very slightly to make it fit in there. The National Finance Committee recommends approval of the KPFT budget with the following proviso: that KPFT, prior to submitting this budget for final PNB approval, adjust its budget to accommodate cash payments totaling $13,694.16 to catch up on past due pension obligations, and to add $1,500 a month catch-up payments for intercompany payables that KPFT owes.
And please call the roll on the vote.
Okay, so, all right, so, yeah, so...
Maybe there's no objections.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none, we now have our KPFT resolution. Bill, it will require minor modification before it goes to the National Board and a vote. Can you take point on that after our poll publishes the language of what we approved?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you for your time and your work on the budget. We're now on to the WBAI budget. And I want to start with version control again. Arpal, can you point us to the version of WBAI's budget that we should be looking at?
Yes, the name of the file, it was posted in the FY16 budget area of the of the committee's mailing list's website. The name of the file is WBAI Preliminary Draft FY16 Budget Version 3.xls.
Did you send that as an attachment at any point?
I did not. Someone else sent it under a different name as an attachment.
Okay. It's going to take me.
I sent it to the committee a couple of weeks ago, I think just ahead of our last meeting.
Okay, I managed to get into my Yahoo groups here. Help me out. I'm such a lummox with this interface. What part of the Yahoo groups?
Oh. All right.
I see. There's a files tab.
Yes.
A WBAI FY15 budget documents.
Let me get to the thing right here.
Okay, it's under FY16 budget documents.
Yes, under FY16.
Okay, and it's the file labeled version 3.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Berthold, you're on the call with us?
Yes.
I think the main issue we got to deal with is the bottom line in your budget. What's your proposal for financing a $330,000 deficit?
Well, no, not to be facetious, but as an example, I'm paying the Empire State Building $12,000 a month. I've been paying them $12,000 a month for 15 months now, and that's what we told them we can pay them, and that's what we're going to be paying them. And if we were to look at it that way, our budget would be at $300,000 in the black. And there's no other way to, there's no other way. That's the most realistic budget. I was real conservative in my numbers, anticipating, you know, I came up with the numbers, actual numbers, based on the past year, which was not a good year. I mean, the year might get better, but I based it on the actual of the past year. And then, so these are the numbers. As far as cash flow is concerned, we will have cash flow, but as far as, you know, our actual, you know, outstanding payables and, you know, it would, the budget would be in the negative.
Can I take a stack for questions on WBAI's budget?
Paul.
I've got our Paul. Who else? I'll throw myself on after our Paul. Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. In terms of actual accounting, yeah, there's a 320. What is it? 323. Let me get into that. We have a 326 grand deficit. However, looking at the details of this, you have to look at it both ways. The first thing we look at is, in terms of expenses, there's not much that can be cut at WBAI. You can't cut personnel because you've already cut personnel to a point of where things aren't even getting done that need to get done at a radio station, so you can't cut there. The thing to look at in expenses is Empire. Now, it looks like we are, for FY16, going to be having an accrued difference between the 12 grand we are paying and what the contract calls for of about $43,000 a month. That adds up to $516,000 a year. Now, I understand in terms of formal accounting, you know, it's in a contract, you got to put it in there. So we have to put it in there. But we also, I think, have to keep in mind the reality here that, you know, if the negotiations work out well, there will be a difference between what we're really going to have to do and what's being accrued, and that difference would be 516. Now, if you look at the deficit of 326 and you basically add in 516, you've got $189,000 difference. And, so basically without counting in the accrued 43 a month, you end up with a positive 189. So that is a way of looking at it in terms of, you know, we gotta look at the reality of this. Also, the other side of this is that, you know, again, on the practical side, call it, if Empire decides to call everything in, well, it's a gigantic bill anyway, and that will that'll pretty much sink a whole lot of things all at once. So we have to say we're going to hope they're not going to do that. I do want to say that there is also the revenue side. On the revenue side, we were looking at this in the local finance committee meeting, and it's. It doesn't look so good with the fall on-air fundraiser we just had, because in this budget, it is projecting the goal for that as $420,000. Now, for FY15, the goals had been $470,500 per big on-air fundraiser. The final tally I have for this one is about 274. So we're about 145, almost 146 off in terms of tally. We averaged about 7,800 per day, and this budget would budget us to do about 14,400 a day. And at 78% fulfillment, we're only going to be making about a little over $6,000 a day pitching. And to get to the 1.4 million listener support would require 229 days of pitching. In FY15, WBAI officially pitched for 168 days, but in reality, we did more than that. We pitched more than that. And I think some of what we're seeing for the quite bad performance of the fall the fall 2015 on-air fundraiser here is the listener fatigue of not only the 168 days, but these extra pitches that are thrown in rather frequently throughout the weekly schedule. And so we have the two things here. On the one side, I would say, you know, whatever we're going to tell the PNB about this, we also need to tell them the practical matter of the actual budget may kind of show in the end, after negotiations, a positive number. On the other hand, we have a fundraising, an on-air fundraising problem that is kind of large. So we have both these things going on, and I guess we're going to have to tell the PNB something. There is no way to say, you know, in terms of formal accounting, that WBAI is going to come out with a balanced budget. That's simply not going to happen. However, it's a fairly, not completely, but fairly realistic budget in many of its ways, especially on the expense side, if you take into account the accrual of the money owed Empire. So that's my look at the WBAI FY16 budget at this point in time.
And are you making any particular recommendation, Arpal?
Well, my particular recommendation would be to, you already had something which is on the table, a motion which is on the table about BAI. If that comes off the table, I think we should put in the practical part about it, about the accrual being the gigantic expense that makes it go into negative territory. And I think we do have to say something about the need to improve the listener support line, because we averaged a tally of 7,800 a day this past thon, which is like half of a reduced daily average. And, you know, again, if we were to pitch 229 days in FY16, I think we'd have even fewer listeners than we have. So something needs to be figured out in terms of revenue and in terms of the on-air fundraising that we're doing. Precisely what to say about that, I'm not sure about. Something in there needs to be improved. Something needs to be done about that. So that's my thought, is that if your motion is taken off the table, we should amend it a bit. I don't have a full language regarding the on-air, the listener support line yet, but we need to put something in there as well. That's about it.
Nancy back on the call.